We are holding on Lamed Vav Amud Beis 10 lines from the bottom. We said in the Mishnah, we had a case where a person put down more than one Eruv and made a Tanai on it. He said that, for example, if Goyim are going to be coming to bother me, for example, we said in the Gemara, we're talking about tax collectors from the east, then I want the Eruv that I put down in the west, 2,000 Amos, west of the city, to be in effect, and therefore I'll be able to go 4,000 Amos in that direction. If they come from the west, I want to be able to go to the east. If they come from both directions, then I'll have my choice which ones I want to tangle with. And if none of them end up showing up, then I want to stay without an Eruv at all and have a Tchum like the rest of my, like everybody else in my city. And the same thing in reverse, if a Talmid Chacham is coming to town and you want to, and you want to be able to go out and greet him and learn Torah from him. Okay. So, in other words, the point is that the Mishnah is telling us that you're allowed to make an Eruv that's going to depend on Breira. Breira, we said mentioned yesterday, is you have at the time when you do something, it's not known yet which one it's going to be. For example, in our case over here, you don't yet know when you put down the Eruv and when the Eruv takes effect, Bein Hashmashos, which one it's going to be, which side the Goyim or the Chacham is going to come from. Eventually you find out. And the idea is Breira would allow us to say that eventually, once determined which direction you go, then we say retroactively, as of the beginning of Shabbos, that was what you intended all along. So the question is, does that work? So the Mishnah seems to be saying obviously that it does. The only thing we had in the Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda had said if one of these Chachamim is his Rebbe, then we expect that he's going to go there, and even that the Chachamim disagree with. But both of them are accepting the basic concept of Breira, that you can have, again, that you can have this Eruv that was placed down where you're not sure at Bein HaShemoshes which one or any of them going to take effect, and you're saying that's going to be determined based on things that happen afterwards, and we're still saying that it works. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav, Lesalam Asnissin B'detani Ayoy. Our Mishnah is not correct. You can't do that. You can't make an Eruv based on Breira like that because of what Ayoy taught in a Braisa. Now, obviously, we have to ask, and the Gemara is going to ask soon, what do you mean if you have a Braisa against the Mishnah? Since when do we prefer the Braisa? But first, let's see, what does Ayoy say? Ayoy Rashi, good morning, Aaron. Ayoy Rashi says, is Shem Chacham, who's the name of a Tano and a Amora who taught a Braisa, the Tani Ayoy, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einod Masnal Shnei Dvarim Ke'echad. Rabbi Yehuda says, a person cannot make a Tanai on two things at the same time. Ella, im kein ba chacham lemizrach eruv lemizrach. You can have if the chacham is going to be coming to the east, then your eruv can be to the east. Vim ba chacham lemayrav eruv lemayrav, and if to the west, then to the west. Aval lekan ulekan loy, but not to both places at once. Now, Rashi explains that the Gemara is assuming over here now like this within Breira itself. Within Breira itself, there's a lot of different angles on Breira. What exactly is determining which one of them is going to be activated? You have something called Toila Bedas Atzmai that you yourself are deciding, that you yourself are just leaving it open right now, and you want to, on your own, you're going to decide based on your own criteria which one you're going to go to. And then there's called Toila Bedas Acherim. There's where you're making it depend on somebody else's decision. In this case, you're making it depend on which direction the Chacham wants to come from, whether he wants to come from the east or from the west. So why is there a difference? So why would we say that to put in both directions, Rabbi Yehuda is saying, according to Ayo's Braisa, it wouldn't work. De'ein Breira, because there we would say there's no Breira. In that case, L'mizrach L'mayrav Nami Ein Breira. So even if you only have in one direction, let's say, in other words, so it's one, again, we can distinguish between, for example, where there are two Chachamim, one is coming from the east and one is coming from the west, where you yourself haven't decided at the beginning of Shabbos which one you want to go here, and that's called Tola Badas Atzmai, versus you can have, there's only one Chacham coming to the east or to the west, and you're being Tola Badas Acherim, you're making it depend on his decision, which direction he plans to come from, or actually not really which direction he plans to come from. Right now, the Gemara is not assuming that you have two different possible directions he could come from. You could actually, the Ritva points out, you could have, let's say, for example, the Chacham is north of the city. He could end up coming to the east. He could end up coming to the east or to the west. Let's say, for example, hypothetically, I guess, let's say the city has no way to get into it from the north. So necessarily, he's going to have to circle around and go to either the east or the west. So then you have each of them is equally a possibility. But Rashi says, anyway, what you could have is you could have that the Chacham was on his way. He's coming from the east. The only question is he going to make it? Is he going to make it within the tchum of the city before Shabbos? So Rashi says, let's say, for example, so let's say the Chacham is 6,000 is slightly less than 6,000 amos from the city, Kambein Ashmashis. So he could manage to walk just under 2,000 amos from then after the beginning of Shabbos. He reaches within 4,000 amos of the city. You put down an Eruv in that direction. So you're just able to go and hear him. That's all fine, but there's always the possibility that he may not make it. He may not end up walking that 2,000 amos, and then he winds up not actually making it into anywhere near the edge of your tchum from your eruv on Shabbos, and then you're not going to be going to see him. You still can't go to because he's going to be too far away, right? Again, how would you know one way or the other? During Shabbos, Rashi explained on the Mishnah that let's say you have other people who made Eruvim, somebody else who made an Eruv without a condition like that, let's say, comes and informs you. You know, the Chacham actually made it. If you go now, if you have a valid Eruv like I did, then we can go together and we'll go hear the Chacham. As opposed to, though, if your Eruv is based on a Tanai. But anyway, the question is, the Gemara is saying, why would there be a difference whether Tola Bedas Atzmai or Tola Bedas Acherin. Either way, it's Brera. Either way, at the beginning of Shabbos, you don't know which, it wasn't determined yet which one it's going to be. So why would, according to Ayo's Braisa, therefore, we have to first understand Ayo's Braisa, why he's making that distinction. The answer is Amar Rabbi Yechanan Ukvar Bachacham. So Rabbi Yechanan says, you're right. According to Ayo's Braisa, and for that matter, the Mishnah, the Braisa, Ayo's Braisa, would have to be talking about the Chacham already came before Bein HaShemoshes. So in other words, at Bein HaShemoshes, all the facts are in. You just don't know them yet. So if you don't know the facts yet and you only find them out on Shabbos, fine, that's not called Breira. That's because the facts were already in. The Chacham is there or isn't there, and therefore, it's just on Shabbos you find out what the actual facts were. In other words, there's a difference. What Breira means that not only it wasn't known, but it didn't actually happen yet. The Chacham didn't actually reach within the Tchum on one side of the city or the other. That would be Breira. So again, within that, you have two possibilities. You have Chachamim coming from both sides, or one Chacham who could come to two sides, to the east or to the west, like the Ritva said, for example, he's in the north of the city, and he can go this way or this way. That's one kind of Breira. That's Tola Bedas Acherim. That's Tola Bedas Atzmai. That's making it depend to a certain extent on your decision. If you have two Chachamim, then it would be Tola Bedas Atzmai. If you have one Chacham coming from each side, it's your choice which one to go and see. Another case of Breira, again, would be where it's Tola Bedas Acherim, where you're making it depend on, is the Chacham actually showing up or not? So either of those would be Breira. If the Chacham already came within the Tchum, within what would be the Tchum, if your Eruv is valid, then already that's not considered Breira, that's just a lack of information. So that, fine, that would be a valid Eruv. Once you find out, then retroactively, it means as of the beginning of Shabbos, when he was already there, then you can do that. So that's the thing. So the last case would work even if we don't hold a Breira. The last case where the Chacham is already, where you're lacking information, that wouldn't be called Breira, and that would be fine, but not in any of the other cases, right? So the question is, okay, so fine. So that's Rabbi Yechanan's explanation, and we're saying, based on that, Rav is saying that we can't accept our Mishnah as halacha because it's contradicted by that braisa. The question is, what do you mean? When you have a Mishnah versus a braisa, you almost always pick the Mishnah over the braisa. The Mishnah is usually more accurate. So why are we saying we can't accept the Mishnah as halacha because of Ayo's braisa? It should be the other way around. Ayo's braisa, very nice. You have a braisa, but it's contradicted by our Mishnah. The answer is lo sakadai. You can't think that way. You have to say that Ayo is correct. Because we find elsewhere where Rabbi Yehuda does not hold of the concept of Breira. The Tanan, we learn in a Mishnah, or actually Tosfos points out that, now, again, you could have distinguished, the Gemara could have tried to draw this distinction that we just mentioned between Tola Badas Atzma and Tola Badas Acherim. The example we're going to bring now is Tola Badas Atzma. The example we're going to bring now involving taking truma and meiser from a barrel of wine is Tola Badas Atzma. You yourself are deciding which lugim to take out as truma and as meiser. On the other hand, the case of the chacham, we could have said is different because Tola Badas Acherim. But the Gemara doesn't necessarily Rav may make that distinction, but Rabbi Yochanan at least is not obligated to accept that distinction. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan says the only way to understand Ayah's Braisa is Ukvar Ba Chacham, where the Chacham is within the Tchum already, and that's the only reason why an Eruv to the east or an Eruv to the west will work, even though you didn't have the facts in on Shabbos, shows that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't care about Tola Badas Atzma and Tola Badas Acherim. He says either way it would be Brera, and if we say Brera is no good, then it wouldn't work. And we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that way. We see that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that Brera works. The Tanan, or Tosfos points out, really it should be the Tanya, because part of what we're going to learn is in a Mishnah, but the rest of it, the only one opinion among what we're going to have over here is in a Mishnah, the rest is in a Braisa. Anyway. So if we say that we hold a brera, then within that we might distinguish between Tola Badas Atzmai and Tola Badas Acherim. Tosfos says, there are many places in Shas where this whole matter of brera comes up. Another example is in Gittin. There's examples all over Shas. This brisa that we're going to quote, Halakeach Yain Mibein Akosim, is quoted in almost a dozen places in Shas, because you have many, many different places where the Gemara deals with different aspects of this matter of brera, right? So Tosfos mentions that you have in a Gemara in Gittin over there where Abaya holds that there's a difference between Torah Badas Atzma and Torah Badas Acherim, and Rav might hold of that distinction also, but Rabbi Yochanan apparently does not. So we're asking according to that. So we're saying, according to that, then, so we see that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold the Brera, the Tanan or the Tanya, Halakeach Yain Mibein HaKusim. If a person buys wine from the Kusim, now eventually there came a point when the Kusim were declared complete Ovda Avodah Zarah. At that point, their wine became Osir. So there's nothing to talk about anyway. We're talking about before that. So there was always the question whether they're Geire Arayas or whether they're Geire Emes. But even if we say that they were Geire Emes, that they were true Geirim, nevertheless, you still had. They were careful in Truma and Meiser for themselves. They weren't careful about it when they're selling to other people. So in a way, they were even worse than an Amma Oretz. An Amma Oretz, we always say throughout Shas, you buy from them, you have Dmai, but at least you know the Amma Oretz took Truma. You have a question whether he took Meiser or not. Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni and Meiser Oni. But the Kursi, you don't even know if he took Truma because he doesn't care to do that. He doesn't care about Lifneiver. So you bought wine from the Kusim. Suppose then that it's right before Shabbos and you don't have time to take out the Truma and Meiser. Omer, so you can say, Shnei Lugim Shani Osir Lahafrish, the two Lugim that I'm going, let's say you bought 100 Lugim of wine. So the two Lugim that I'm going to take out of this after Shabbos, Harehein Truma, they will be Truma, 2 out of 100. Asara Meiser Rishon, Tisha Meiser Sheni, another 10 will be Meiser Rishon, not 10 exactly, it's a drop less than 10, but whatever, the Gemara is round, the Braise is rounding. Another 9 approximately for Meiser Sheni, and then you can immediately be, you immediately mechalal the Meiser Sheni, and then Veshoisa, and then Veshoisa Miyad, and then you can right away drink. So Rashi explains, in other words, like this. The Truma and the Meiser Rishon and the Trumas Meiser that's going to come out of it, you have no choice. It's going to take time to separate those out, and it's right away, it's almost Shabbos. You don't have the time to do that. So therefore, you're going to rely, therefore, according to this, you were saying you're going to rely on leaving it over and taking it out after Shabbos. Meiser Sheni, though, if you're taking it out, you have an option, you have a way to make it mutter right away rather than relying on Brera. Namely, you can immediately say, this Meiser Sheni that I designated should be mechulal on money that I have in my house. So then that way, at least that way, as far as the Meiser Sheni, you're not having to rely on Brera. The other ones, you have no choice, you'll have to rely on Brera. Tosfos doesn't like that explanation. For various reasons, one of them being that you can't be mechalal unless you actually designated a particular place where the Meiser Sheni is going to be. So therefore, Tosfos brings a different explanation that mechal means that you can mix it with water and drink it right away. Because remember, in those days, they diluted their wine because it was very thick or whatever. Yeah. So another explanation is meichel means you can begin right away to drink the oruch brings, whatever it is. Anyway, the point is that we see that breira works, divreira meir. So according to the meir, breira works when you, after Shabbos, when you take out the 2 and the 10 and the 9, retroactively, it turns out those are the ones that, to begin with, you designated as truma and meiser rishon and meiser sheni. No. Truma goes to the Kohen. My Sirishin goes to the Levi. And out of that, the Levi takes out part of it, takes out 1/10 of it, and gives that to the Kohen. No, that's every year. That's every year except Shemitah. Then you have, that's my Sirishin. Then you have, in the first, second, fourth, and fifth years, you have my Sirsheni, which you have to take to your Shalayim and eat over there, or redeem it for money, and then bring the money to your Shalayim and buy it. First, second, fourth, and fifth. Third and sixth years instead is Maaser Oni, is you give it to the poor people and Tzcholin, and they can do whatever they want with it. And Shemen, and then the seventh year is Shemitah. Okay. So anyway, so the mayor is saying that Breira works. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Oisrin. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon all say it's Oser, presumably because they don't hold of Breira. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira. So therefore, when in our Mishnah, when Rabbi Yehuda says, I'm fine with Breira, I'm just saying that if one of these Chachamim is your Rebbe, then you have to go to him. So that brings Rav, and that brings Rav to say that our Mishnah can't possibly be correct. If Ayo is telling us that, in fact, Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's no such thing as Breira, that fits better with that Breisa of Alekeach Yain Mibena Kosim. It doesn't seem to fit. It doesn't seem to fit with our Mishnah. So that's the thing. So in our Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that. So first we thought that maybe Rabbi Yehuda would distinguish between the two kinds of Breira, Torah B'das Atzmei or Torah B'das Acherim. But Rabbi Yochanan at least tells us that no, there doesn't seem to be that distinction. So again, the Braisa had mentioned that you can't put down Erevin in two directions and say one or the other. That would be Torah B'das Acherim, making it depend. That would be Torah B'das Atzmei, rather. That would be making it depend on your own decision which one to go to, which one you want to pick to go to. On the other hand, he said that it would be valid. You can have an Eruv L'Mizrach, and if the Chacham comes to the Mizrach, Eruv L'Mizrach, and if Tamayrav, Eruv Tamayrav, which could mean then that you're Torah B'das Acherim, but Rabbi Yechanan doesn't accept that. Rabbi Yechanan Davka says that Ayo's Braisa is talking about Ukvar B'Chacham, where all the facts were in and you just didn't know them yet, which is not Breira at all. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, at least Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira at all, and even according to Rav, he would only hold of certain kinds of Breira, whereas in our Mishnah, he seems to be broadly allowing any kind of Breira. So that brings Rav to say that the Mishnah can't be correct because of the Braisa. So usually we would say that a Mishnah is preferable to a Braisa, but here, because we have the Braisa of Alekeach Yain Mibena Kosim, where we clearly see that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira, unless, as we're going to see on Amud Beis, maybe we have another way of explaining Rabbi Yehuda's opinion in the Braisa. Maybe it has nothing to do with Breira. Maybe there's a different consideration involved. But right now, the Gemara is assuming that Rabbi Yehuda is saying because of Breira. Because it can't, in other words, Rabbi Yehuda would say, after Shabbos, when you take out the two Lugim for Truma, not necessarily are these the same two Lugim that you meant originally to designate for Truma. You said I'm designating two as Truma, but he didn't say which two. Actually, Tosfos on Amud Beis deals with an issue. When we say according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon that it's Osir, do we mean that according to them this designation of the Truma and Maisa was completely ineffective, so the wine is still Suffolk Tevel, or is it that it was effective but now you have Cholin and Truma mixed together and you don't know which is which? That would be a nafkamina, and that obviously could a koyin drink it. So all that is one way then that we're saying that we don't accept the Mishnah because we see that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Breira from Halakeach Yain Mibena Kosim, and therefore our Mishnah's presentation of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion can't possibly be correct. We have to prefer Ayo's presentation of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, which is that there's no Breira at all according to Rabbi Yechanan, or that at most there's only one kind of Breira according to him, only when Torah B'das Acherim, only when you're making it depend on somebody else's.
Why can't we say the Braisa rather than the Mishnah is wrong?
One second, Avraham Moshe. Right. Usually the Gemara will prefer to say that we go according to the Mishnah. But here, since we have Halakeach Yayin Ben Akosim, where it's clear what Rabbi Yehuda holds, then we have to say that our Mishnah is mistaken. No. It's not a matter of Rabbim versus Yochid. It's just a matter of understanding Rabbi Yehuda's opinion and also the Chachamim. We also try to say as much as possible that we're not going to invent new machloikasin that we don't have in the Mishnah or the Braisa. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in our Mishnah, I'll get to your question in a second, Avraham Moshe. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim in our Mishnah don't argue on the basic question of whether Breira is fine. All you have is Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the particular detail. If you have one of these Chachamim as your Rebbe, then we assume you want to go to him. And the Chachamim are saying that you might prefer your Chaver. But they seem to both agree on the basic idea. Whereas in the Braisa, we see clearly that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold a Breira. So that leads us to say, therefore, that the opinions in our Mishnah can't possibly be correct. Talking about the Mishnah on Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Masna Adam Ale Ruvay. Okay, so Avraham Moshe, what was your question?
Why Dafka the Mishnah, why not the Braisa, could be incorrect?
Well, that's what we're saying, because in this case, actually, we have two Braises at this point. We have Ayo's Braisa, and we have the Braisa Alekeach Yain Mibin Akosim. And the Braisa Alekeach Yain Mibin Akosim, it seems pretty clear that their problem is Breira. Unless we have a different way of understanding that Braisa, but if we take that Braisa at face value, then it's clear that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't allow Breira, because he's one of the three Tanoim, along with Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, that doesn't allow it. Then on top of that, we have Ayo's Braisa, who's saying that there's at least one kind of Breira that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't accept. So you have one Braisa that says that he doesn't accept Breira without specifying which kind. Another one that can be understood to mean that he doesn't accept one kind or both or either kind. One kind according to Rav, either kind according to Rabbi Yechanan. Meanwhile, the Mishnah seems to be saying that he allows any kind of Breira. So we have to say, therefore, on the face of it, that leads us to say that the Mishnah can't be correct. But of course, that's not the end of the discussion. Ula omer lesel ayim masnisin. Ula says the other way around. No, we have to reject Ayo's Braisa because our Mishnah says to the contrary. Our Mishnah apparently says that the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda are fine with Breira. The Ela Hodukatani Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon Oistrin. So what does Ula do with Halakeach Yayin? The answer is Ula Zuzi Zuzi Katani. Ula learns, Ula punctuates the names of the Tanoim differently. Like this we had, Divrei Rabbi Meir, period. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon Oistrin, Ula learns it differently. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosef, Divrei Rabbi Meir Ver Rabbi Yehuda, that the first one that we allow Breira is Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, period. Zuzi Zuzi means pair by pair. In other words, he says it's not one Tana versus three, it's two against two.
Oh, so
it's
Aramaic.
It's Zuzza is the Aramaic word for Zug, for a pair, right? So Rabbi Meir, the Divrei Rabbi Meir Vir Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, Rabbi Yosi Vir Rabbi Shimon Oistrin. So Ula says, therefore, so Adarabba, from the Mishnah Alekeach, from the Braisa Alekeach Yayin, we clearly see that Rabbi Yehuda does hold a Breira. Well, then, in that case, if we have that says that Rabbi Yehuda holds a Breira, and our Mishnah also does, Ayoy, on the other hand, wants to say that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of some kind of Breira, tough luck. you're outvoted, yeah. Okay, we're going to continue with that discussion on Amud Beis and see other possible ways of understanding Halakeach Yayin. But first, we have to figure out. Okay, so at any rate, we definitely have established that Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon definitely don't hold a Breira. Because even according to Ula, they're the two Tanoim. Fine, he says not three Tanoim we don't hold, it's two of it. So now let's address Rabbi Yosi. The Sava Rabbi Yosi ain't Breira. Are you telling me Rabbi Yosi does not hold a Breira? V'hatnan. Rabbi Yosi, Meshtein Noshim Shalakhu Es Kinehen Be'eruv. So you have two women who have to bring a pair, each of them have to bring a pair of birds as a korban. So they gave birth or they were a zava, whatever it is. Each of them has to bring two birds. One is an oila, one is a chatas. So let's say they bought their pairs of birds be'eruv. Rashi says b'shutfus, in partnership. Or they gave their money for their kinim mixed to the koyin. So now the question is like this. So Rashi explains the question is, again, here we have a matter of Brera, because what we have to figure out is ultimately, do we have that when he brings two birds for Rachel and two birds for Leah, are these in fact Rachel's birds or are they Leah's birds? And if he's bringing Leah's birds on behalf of Rachel, then it's no, then, well, isn't an Ola Rachatas? That's another question. Tosfos addresses that matter. But according to Rashi, fine, let's say we know which one is the Ola and which one is the Chatas. That's not the problem, let's say. The problem is that, is this Rachel's Ola or is this Leah's Ola? And if you bring the Ola on behalf of the wrong person, then it's no good. Then that we say we learn in Zvachim that it's a kosher, a korban. You finish up the avodah of the korban, but it doesn't count for her, and she has to bring another one. The chatos is even worse, because a chatos shaloi lishma, a chatos is one of the korbanos that if you bring it shaloi lishma is possible. So you have a matter of brera over here. Do we say that when the kohen brings the ones for Rachel, then it turns out all along these are the ones that were supposed to be Rachel's, or do we not? Or do we say that maybe not? Maybe one of them was Leah's, and now originally it was supposed to be Leah's, and now he's bringing it for Rachel. According to Tosfos, the question is not so much about the question. The Tosfos points out in that case there's a very simple solution. All the Kohen has to do is not have any of them in mind. He just has in mind when he does the Ola or the Chatas, this is an Ola, this is a Chatas, for whichever one of them it's supposed to be, and that would be kosher. So therefore Tosfos says no. The question would be, what if he's bringing the Ola as a chatas, or the chatas as an ola, the blood of the chatas oif is supposed to be on the bottom half of the mizbeach, the blood of the ola oif has to be on the top half, and if you mix them up, then the korban is possible, so you have that problem. Brera would be that you have Rachel and Leah each brought a pair of birds to the, they both together, they brought four birds to the Kohen. He's now picking out one of them and bringing it as Rachel's ola, and another one as Rachel's chatas. Well, that's the thing, but the question.
Just, here's four words for the two of us.
Right, but that's a matter of brera. That's a matter of brera, because now when he's being makriv them, are we saying that? So now he's bringing one of them as Rachel's ola and another one as Rachel's chatas and so forth. Is that in fact the one that was meant for Rachel all along? Maybe not. Well, that's what we have to figure out. So Rabbi Yosi, if two women brought their kinim, their pair of birds mixed together in partnership. The word cane literally means a nest. So that's the standard word in the Gemara for a pair of birds. Yeah. Or they gave the money for the pair of birds to the Koyan. He can bring whichever he wants as the Oila and whichever one he brings as the Chatas. Now, you can't have from one cane. Now the Gemara is assuming at least that it doesn't, that he can't, for example, take from one pair that one of the women gave him and bring both of them as olas. That wouldn't work, because then definitely you have one of them is for the wrong woman, because one of them is going to be for Rachel and the other is going to be for Leah, and it was Rachel who gave him the two of them. But he's able to pick which one is the ola and which one is the chatas. No, there's two olas. No, there's two olas and two chatas. Right. So if he would have. He can't do, no, well, the point is he can't take from one pair and bring them both as olas and then say the other pair I'm going to bring both as chatois. That wouldn't work, apparently. Right. Because to bring the two of them, the Gemara is assuming at this point that what he can do is he can say from this particular pair, this one is the Ola, this one is the Chatas. I'm going to have in mind this Ola is for Rachel and this Chatas is for Rachel, and that's fine. Even if to begin with when it was bought it might have been for Leah, that's fine. Apparently on the basis of Brera. But to say that both of them from this particular pair are going to be Oilers, that fine, we would say wouldn't work, because then it's not going to work either way. One of the ones in this pair was supposed to be for, both of the ones in this pair are either for Rachel or for Leah. You can't have one for Rachel and one for Leah. That's a coin from each two. The pairs are separated, it sounds like, yeah. It sounds like we're talking about, yeah. Right. Okay, so Eza Shiyutza Koyan Yakriv Oila, Ula Eza Shiyutza Yakriv Chatos. So you can bring the Oila, so you can bring the, So actually, no. Rashi says at this point in the discussion, no, that this that we're saying about that we think that no. It doesn't matter whether they're male or female. With birds, it doesn't matter. But at this point, at this point in the argument, we're not up to the point yet where we want to distinguish between chatas and oila. At this point in the argument, we're saying the kohen has the option to do whatever he wants. He could bring both of the ones from one pair as oilas and both of the ones from the other pair as chatas, or mix and match. One from this pair can be an oila, one from this pair can be a chatas, and that would be brera. That would be brera. Retroactively, it turns out this is the one. Yeah, the answer is Omer Rabba Hosam Kshehisnu. The answer is Rabba says there we're talking about a special case. The women themselves made a tnai between them that whichever one the koyan does it on her behalf, it should be considered her carbon. So the question is Yehochel Mai Lememra. In that case, Tosfos learns it a little bit differently. That's not that they made a tnai that it'll depend on what the koyan does. They made a tnai when they bought it. These are going to be mine and these are going to be yours. To begin with, they designated these are going to be mine, Rachel's, and those two are going to be yours, Leah. So they were separated. So in that case, the question is, then what's the chiddush? According to Rashi, sure, if they're making it depend to begin with on the Kohen's das, or according to Tosfos, they to begin with bought them separately, then what's the chiddush? The answer is, kamash malon kedir of chista. The answer is, you're right. Rabbi Yossi is not telling us a matter of brera. Rabbi Yossi wants us to know that it works on the basis of what Rav Chista says. Even though, to begin with, they gave each one in separately, they bought them together, but they gave them each one in separately, so you would think, therefore, that you couldn't take from one of them, that you couldn't take two oilas from one of them and two chatois from the other, because you would think each one, by definition, has to have one chatas and one oila in it. No. Kamash malon kedir Rav Chista. We're telling us like Rav Chista that it still works. The Amar Rav Chista ein hakinin mesparshes. When a person has to bring a pair of birds and it has to be designated which bird is for which person and for which carbon, it's only designated ela oibel kichas abaylan iba asias koyin. Only when the owner first buys it and he designates, I want this bird to be an oila and this bird to be a chatas, this becomes what we call in the Mishnah and Kinim calls this kain mefureshes. And then if birds start flying around from there to the other ones, then you have all kinds of complications and mix-ups. But if to begin with, when you buy them, you don't specify that this one is going to be the oila and this is going to be the chatas, then oiba sias koyin, or when the koyin actually does the korban and he can decide on the spot, this one will be the oila and this one will be the chatas. Meaning, in other words, Rashi says the point is, if you, as in our case over here, you buy them stam, afterwards, at some point before the Kohen brings them, you say, you know what, this will be the Ola and this will be the Chatas. Rav Chista is saying that doesn't change anything. It doesn't. The fact that you said this will be the Chatas and this one will be the Ola doesn't change anything. You're still entitled to change your mind. Only when the Kohen actually takes them and says, okay, I'm going to bring this one as a Chatas, this one as an Ola, then at that point, that becomes Nikba. Or again, when you brought it to begin with as a Kain Mefureshes, you actually, when you bought it, you said, I plan to bring this one as a Chatas and this one is the Oila. So that's what Rabbi Yossi wants us to know, that therefore, so that's the point. So when they made a Tanai, that it'll depend on Asiyas Koyin, according to Rashi, or that to begin with, we're buying them separately, according to Tosfos. The point is exactly that the fact that afterwards they say, you know what, I decided this one is going to be the Chatas and this one is going to be the Oila, doesn't matter. The Koyin is entitled to pick from each one whichever he wants. So because only Basias Koyin, only then is it going to be Nikba. So according to that, then it comes out that Rabbi Yossi is not addressing the matter of Brera at all. So in that case, fine. So Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold a Brera, as we see by Halakeach Yain Mibena Kosim. And there you go. Our Mishnah that we just quoted has nothing to do with that, doesn't contradict that, because that has nothing to do with Brera. It's teaching us a different din altogether. Okay. The question still is, Va'akati sover Rabbi Yossi ein brera. Still, you're telling me Rabbi Yossi does not hold a brera? V'hatanya. Am ha'aretz sh'om al-chover, kach li aguda achas sh'yerek. If an am'aretz says to a chover, a chover is going to the store, so the am'aretz says to them, and the chover plans to buy something for himself. So the am'aretz tells him, kach li aguda achas sh'yerek, buy for me also a bundle of vegetables, oy gluska achas, or you're buying yourself one roll, buy me another one, a roll of bread, a roll of bread. The point, Mefarshim explained, the reason why we mentioned both of those is we want to say that we're talking both whether we're dealing with Truma and with Meiser, Daraisa or Dirabanan. Because vegetables, the Meiser of vegetables is Dirabanan. Meiser of bread is Daraisa. So when the machlokas we're going to have over here, whether you need to take maisa or not, we're saying that it applies whether we're talking something that's daraisa or derabanan. So Einitz is now, the point is the chaver is buying from an amoritz. So what he's buying is d'mai. The question is, obviously what he's buying for himself, he needs to take maiser before he eats it. Does he also need to take maiser from the one that he's buying for the amoritz? So Einitz sorech la'aser divrei Rabbi Yosi. So Rabbi Yosi would say he does not need to take maiser from the one that he bought for the amoritz. So here again, you have a matter of brera. He bought two bundles of vegetables from the Amoritz. He didn't specify at that time, this is going to be for me, this is going to be for the Amoritz. Later on, he's deciding. There's one Amoritz who asks the Chavar to buy, and then there's another Amoritz who's selling, right? And you also have a Chavar involved, right? The reason why we have to have a chavar here, I mean, because if all three of them were amei aretz, again, like the Gemara said the other day, it would be very nice to tell him you need to take maaser, but he's not going to listen anyway. The whole point is we need somebody in the scenario over here where if we tell him you have to take maaser, he's going to do it. That would only be a chavar. Strictly speaking, by the way, you know, in the Mishnayos and Dmai, it describes there's an intermediate thing called a neman. We're using the word chaver a little bit loosely over here. Technically, a chaver means somebody who's careful in the halachas of Tumah V'Tahara. Very often, we use the word chaver to mean a Tamar Chacham. But actually, the Mishnayos describe over there, you have somebody called a neman, where he may still be an Amoretz, but he's accepted on himself in the presence of Beis Din that he's going to be careful in the din of Tumah and Maaser. And from now on, we can trust him with those din. We trust that what he sells is not d'mai. So okay, here it could be a neman as well. The point is we're using the word chaver a little bit loosely. Anyway, so again, according to Rabbi Yosi and the Braisa, he needs to take maaser of his own, obviously, but he doesn't need to take maaser of the one that he gives the amoretz. Now why not? That's a matter of brera. That's a matter of he bought the two of them without specifying. Now he's deciding after he left the store, okay, I'm going to keep this one for me and give that one to the amoretz. That would be a matter of brera, if we allow brera, then fine, then he doesn't have to take maaser from it. If we don't allow brera, if we say brera is no good, then it amounts to that the chaver is selling it to the amoretz. And once the chaver is selling it to the amoretz, in effect, you're saying that he bought it from an amoretz and now he's reselling it to the other amoretz, then he has to take maaser before he sells it. Because a chaver is not going to sell something that's not allowed to sell something that doesn't have maaser taken from it. So it depends, that's exactly the point, right? If we say brera, it means to begin with, when he gives him the particular bundle, it means that all along that was the one intended for him. So therefore it just went from amoretz to amoretz, and therefore the chaver is not responsible to do anything about it. As opposed to if we say ein brera, then we would say the chaver is in effect buying it from the amoretz and reselling it to the other amoretz, and then he has to take maaser before, yeah. The Amoritz. We're not saying that the Amoritz is relying on the Chavar, because Adarab, the Amoritz himself doesn't even know that there's a problem over here. We learned the other day in the case of the guy who invites somebody else to eat from his tree, the Amoritz himself takes the view that I can trust another Amoritz. If I ask the storekeeper and he says I took Meiser, then I can trust him that he took Meiser. Now, the fact is we can't, al pi halacha, even though roiv amei ha'aretz ma'asrim hem, you still have that significant minority that don't, which is why we have the whole concept of demai. The ha'aretz, though, is not going to pay attention to that. He's going to say, yeah, I'll ask the guy. If he says that he took ma'aser, then I'll take him at his word, yeah. So again, Rabbi Yosi says it works, and Eda Tzorech La'aser, the Chachamim say that he does need to take Meiser. So you see that Rabbi Yosi does allow Brera. So why is it in the case of the wine from the Kusim he doesn't? The answer is the Gemara says Epoch. You have to flip around the opinions in this Braisa and say it's the other way around. The Chachamim would say you don't have to take Maisa, and Rabbi Yosi would say you do. It happens sometimes the Gemara flips around the opinions in a Braisa because Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold a Brera. Toshma, but let's bring another proof. A Braisa says, Ha'oimer Maisa Shiesh Libibesi Mechulal Al Sela Shatala Biyodi Minakis. If a person says the Maisa Sheni that I have at home should be Mechulal on whichever coin comes first out of my money bag, which is also a case of Breira. Do we say that the one that when he eventually pulls it out, it will be the one that he meant all along? Rabbi Yossi Omer Mecholol. Rabbi Yossi says that it works, and the Maaseh Sheni is Mecholol. So again, you see Rabbi Yossi holds a Breira. Again, the Gemara says Epoch. You have to flip it around. Eimer Rabbi Yossi Omer Loichel. So now comes the question. So now, yeah, he's learning also. So now comes the question. Fine, it's one thing to flip around one b'raisa. Once you're starting to flip around multiple b'raisas, so my chazas to apkas tauti mekame choda, why are you flipping around two b'raisas in favor of one? Why are you assuming that halakeach yayin miben akusim represents the actual opinion of Rabbi Yossi, that b'raira is no good, and these two you have to flip around, epoch choda mekame tauti. Maybe the other way around. Maybe halakeach yayin miben akusim has it backwards, and Rabbi Yossi allows it, and in these braises, Rabbi Yossi does it, and these braises, Rabbi Yossi also allows it. The answer is Havada Ipchatanya. The answer is at least this last one about being Machalal Maaseh Sheni definitely is wrong, is definitely backwards, and therefore we have to say that that one definitely is incorrect. Once we say that that one is incorrect, then we have good reason to say that the other one is also, and therefore that Rabbi Yossi wouldn't hold a Breira. Why? One second, Dekatoni Sefer, because the Braisa about being Machal Maaseh Sheni continues. Umoide Rabbi Yossi b'omer Maaseh Sheyesh li b'seich Beisi yehei Mecholol al Salah Chadosha shetala b'yodim min hakis. Rabbi Yossi agrees that if he says the Maaseh should be Mecholol on the new seller that comes out of the money bag. So in the first case, he has a bunch of old coins in there, and he's just saying whichever one comes out first. Here we're saying that he's saying Dafka the new coin. So then we're saying Shechilol. Then he was Mechalo. So, now if Rabbi Yossi is saying, in this case, I agree that it's Mecholo. Now, if we had the first part, we have to figure out whether we're talking about there's one coin in there or not. But wait, we're going to get back to that point in a second. But Mecholo means that now it works, and now the Maaseh Sheni, it takes over. Right. Now the seller becomes holy, becomes Maaseh Sheni, and the food is now mutter to eat outside of Yerushalayim. Right. The point is, though, no, forgetting about the question a second, whether there's only one seller Chadasha or whether there's more than one. We'll get back to that point in a second. But just the very fact that we're saying Rabbi Yossi agrees that in that case it's Mecholo implies that in the previous case of the Braise, he's saying it's not. He's saying, normally I would say not Mecholo, but in this particular case, I agree that Mecholo. If he's saying over here that it does work and he was Machal, Miklal the Hossam Lechilo. The implication is in the first part of the Braisa, he's saying it didn't work. So when we quoted the Braisa and he says Rabbi Yossi Omer Mecholol, then the whole Moide Rabbi Yossi wouldn't make sense. Why would he, what's he being Moide to? He holds that even in a case of Breira, it's Mecholol, how much more so when there's not Breira? So therefore, so that's it. So that shows that the first part of the Braisa is wrong. And that allows us to say that in fact Rabbi Yossi does not hold a Breira. So therefore, so that Braisa, once we flip it around, and we have to, because otherwise the second part of it doesn't work out, shows Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold a Breira. Halakeach Yayin Ben Akusim also shows that he doesn't hold a Breira. Once you get to that point, if we have one Braisa, if we have the Braisa about the two loaves of bread or the two bundles of vegetables or whatever, then we can say that that one already is backwards. The original question, which original question? So we're going to get back to the Eruv in a second. Meanwhile, we've been dealing with the map. Meanwhile, all this time, we've been dealing with Rabbi Yossi's opinion specifically. But the question is, Hai Sela Chadosha Hechidami. What exactly is the scenario where he says, I want it to be Mecholo on the new Sela? If you're talking about that there are two or three new coins in there, then you're back to the question of Breira. Hainu Kamaisa, then that's exactly the same case as the first part of the Breisa. So why is Rabbi Yossi being Moide in that case that it works and not in the other case? What's the difference? He doesn't like old coins, yeah. Ella, no. Ella Deleka, Ella Choda. If you're talking about, though, that there's only one Maitala, then why even bother mentioning the first one that comes out? It could just as well be the one that's in there now. As it sits, he doesn't have to take it out in order for the Chilul to work. All he has to do is say the Maaseh Sheni should be Mecholol on the one new coin that is in this money bag. And why bother mentioning Tala? Yigmo says, you're right. I did Tony. Reisha Tala, Tonanami Sefer Tala. You're right. And the Reisha, it mentions Tala because there it's relevant because you have to know which one came out. And there you have the question of Breira. So therefore, in the Sefer, it mentions Tala, even though you're right. In that case, it wouldn't matter. With that said, though, Tosfa says, the point is, the Chiddush is, We don't say, the chiddush then is that we don't say we should maybe make a gzera. What if there are two or three in there? If we say brera doesn't work, then you're back to the problem. So therefore, maybe we should say that even if there's only one new one in there, we shouldn't allow it either because it might be easily confused with that case. The chiddush is we're not concerned about that. If there's taka, only one in there, and therefore brera is not an issue, then you can do that. Okay. So fine. So that takes care of Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Now, no, Davavo Shalom Balolam is something else entirely.
I know, but it's kind of similar.
Not really.
Because this, I have coins, and retroactively, it's going to be one of the coins. Here, I've got nothing.
Yeah, at least in this case, the coins all exist. In that case, it doesn't even exist.
I mean, it's
okay, but whatever. Let's talk about that later because we got ground to cover over here and we're short on time. Okay. Now, so far then we've been dealing with the matter of Brera. One thing we haven't discussed is about we discussed about Tola Bedas Atzma versus Bedas Acherim we touched on, but we didn't really get into it. We didn't really get into it so much in the Gemara, but also we didn't discuss about Daraisa versus Derabanan. So Amalei Rava L'Rav Nachman, Man Hai Tana Dafilu B'Drabbanan Lesle Breira. So now let's get back to the case of the Eruv of our Mishnah. Which Tana would it be that would say, again according to Ayo's Breisa, that even in something Drabbanan there's no such thing as Breira? Because all this time we've been talking about things that are Daraisa. Now, Tosfos points out, it's one, okay, as far as the bundle of vegetables, the Maisu of vegetables is only Drabbanan. But since the concept of Maisu exists on a Daraisa level, maybe we can consider that as sort of a semi-daraisa, as opposed to Eruv Tchumen, which is completely derabanan, like we talked about the other day. So which Tana would say that even in things derabanan, there's no breira? Netanya, Amala Chamisha Harenim Arav Al Eizem Mekem She'erze. Suppose a person says to five people, I'm going to make an Eruv Tchumen on behalf of whichever one of you I decide is going to be. Rotzisi Yelech Loi Rotzisi Lo Yelech. And if I decide you're going to go, then you're going to go. And if I decide you're not, you're not. Imagine, for example, we all remember in camp, for example, let's say, you get to go to Parksville Shul on Shabbos, for example, if you be behave. So the counselor wants to be able to say that, after so I wanted, I'm going to decide whether you're going to be able to go. So the Braisa says, if he decides which one it's going to be before Shabbos begin, then it's a valid Eruv on behalf of that person. Mishicha Sheikha Ein Eruv Eruv. But if he decides only after Shabbos begins, no good, because the Eruv has to take effect at Chashecha, at Bein HaShemoshes, and Ein Brera, even in things that are banan, so therefore it wouldn't work. So which Tana says that? It doesn't seem that any of the Tanoim we had so far would hold that. All of them are talking about in things that are Isa. Who says they would say even in things that are banan, there's no Brera? Ishtik V'loyam Alei V'loy Midi. So Reb Nachman was quiet and he didn't answer because Yitaka didn't know. So the question is, why doesn't he say it's according to Ayo's Braisa? Whichever Tana it is that taught Ayo's Braisa obviously doesn't hold a Brera when it comes to Eruv, because that was the whole point. We said that you can't make Eruv in both directions and then rely on it. And according to Rabbi Yechanan, even in one direction, it has to be a Kvav Bachacham, that the facts are already there and you just don't know them yet. So why don't we say that? The answer is lo shmiyale. The answer is, okay, Rav Nachman didn't know that braisa. The Adam Aroyim are not obligated to know all the braises. They have to know all the Mishnayos. They don't have to know all the braises. However, Rabbi Yosef Amar Tanoi Shaklet Me'alma. Rabbi Yosef says, what do you think? All the Tanoim have been removed from the world. Do you not know that there are other Tanoim besides the ones that we mentioned? Tanoi, as a matter of fact, it is a machloikas Tanoim. D'tanya, Harenim Arav L'Shabbos Shokol Hashana. If a person says, I'm making an Eruv for now on behalf of all the rest of the Shabbosim of this year, Rotzisi Eilech Loi Rotzisi Loi Eilech, and each individual Shabbos, I'm going to decide whether on this Shabbos I want to be able to go in that direction or not. So each Shabbos, if he decides on Friday, then it's a valid Eruv. If he only decides after dark, then you have a machlokas. Reb Shimon Omer Eruv Eruv. Reb Shimon allows it, which means that Reb Shimon allows Brera in things that are banan. And the Chum say that not. So that you see, because he didn't decide before Shabbos. Right, he made for the whole year, but each individual Shabbos. You put a box of matzah, let's say, right. And he has some way of knowing that's intact from one Shabbos to the next, right? But so Reb Shimon says, Breira is fine. Each Shabbos, he can decide in the middle of Shabbos, I want to walk or I don't want to walk, and it'll take effect retroactively as a Ben Hashmashas, the Chacham hold or not. So you see that in fact there are Tanoim, namely the Chachamim, who argue with Reb Shimon, who don't allow Breira even in things that are banan. The question is, we said on Amud Aleph in the Mishnah about the Keach Yain Mibena Kosim that Reb Shimon does not hold a Breira. Kasha did Reb Shimon, not did Reb Shimon. So wouldn't you have a contradiction between Reb Shimon, does he allow Breira or not? So again, the Gemara says, Ela Epoch, again, let's flip around the opinions. We still have a Tana in this case. If we flip it around, we say Reb Shimon would not allow Breira even in things that are banan. The question is, my Kasha, why do you even have a problem? What forces you to flip around the opinions? Duma ki lesle Reb Shimon Breira b'daraisa. Maybe Reb Shimon doesn't hold a Breira only with things daraisa. With the case of Halakeach Yain v'en Akosim, you're dealing with Truma and Maisa, which are daraisa. Okay, you have a suffix on it, but still, Truma and Maisa themselves are daraisa. Ava b'drabanon isle. Maybe he would hold of Breira when it comes to things that are banan. The answer is Kasavar Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef does not agree with Rava. Rava had asked that which Tana would say that even b'drabanan there's no Breira, implying that Rava holds that we should that there would be Tanoim who would say that Rava doesn't like the idea that anybody who says there's no Breira would say both Daraisa and b'drabanan. Rabbi Yosef disagrees with that. Rabbi Yosef says man di isle Breira loishna b'drabanan isle loishna b'daraisa loishna b'drabanan isle. If you hold a Breira, then Rabbi Yosef says you would hold it across the board Daraisa or b'drabanan uman di isle Breira loishna b'daraisa loishna b'drabanan. And if you don't hold a Breira, then Rabbi Yosef says you wouldn't hold of either one. Rava Omar, so now Rava says, now let's go back to Halakeach Yain Mibein HaKosim. All of this time, we've been assuming that Mishnah is based, or that Braisa is based on the question of Breira, and that's what led us to ask about Rabbi Yossi's opinion, where we see there he doesn't hold a Breira, and in certain other cases it sounds like he does, and also about Rabbi Shimon. Rava says nothing doing. There's a different reason why Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon don't allow it there by Halakeach Yain Mibein HaKosim. But it shiny hosim debayin and reishis shashiyar and nikarin. When it comes to Truma, you have to have, the Torah says that Truma is reishis, the beginning, implying that it has to be recognizable which is the Truma and which is the leftover, and here you don't, it's all mixed together in the barrel. So therefore, so that would be nothing to do with Breira. Amalei Abaya says to him, Elamayata, by that logic, Hoyle fun of Shnei Rimonim Shal Tevel, what if a person had in front of him two pomegranates of Tevel, and he says, Im yorduk shamim hayom yehei zet truma al zeh. If it rains today, then this one should be truma on behalf of that one. Vim lo yorduk shamim hayom yehei zet truma al zeh. And if it doesn't rain, then the other way around, the second one should be truma on behalf of the first one. So either way, he's trying to designate truma. So hochi nami ben yordu ben lo yordu de'in bedvarav klum. Are you telling me then, based on that, that you're saying that Breira doesn't work? So therefore, either way, whether it rains or not, what he says doesn't count for anything. So you might say yes, maybe indeed in that case it doesn't work, and neither one of them is truma. But no, if a person says about a certain pile of grain, the truma and the maaser of this pile should be somewhere inside of it, or he says about a pile of maaserishin, the trumas maaser, which goes to the kohen, should be somewhere in this pile. Reb Shimon omer korah Hashem. Reb Shimon says it is valid, and the truma and maaser are designated. The truma and maaser, or the trumas maaser, as the case may be, are designated, which the nafkamina would be. Rashi says, therefore, before if it wasn't properly designated, it would mean that the whole pile is tevel, and anybody eats it is chayiv misa b'dei shemayim. Now that the truma is considered designated, fine. It's mixed in. You don't know which is which. But now, if a Zor eats it, he's chayev for eating truma, and he's chayev for eating truma's meiser, but he's not chayev misa b'dei shemayim, he's only chayev malchus. And of course, a kohen could eat the whole thing, because a kohen is able to eat truma and truma's meiser. Yeah, it means, in other words, it worked. Korah Hashem means it worked. His declaration was effective, and now you have part of this pile as truma, or part of it as truma's meiser, or meiser ishin, or whatever. It's not a matter of being worried. No, we're just saying that it works. It works. And now this produce is Meisud. Now you have a different problem. You have Truma mixed in with it, and you don't know where the Truma is. But a Zor can't eat it. If a Zor eats it, he's Chayiv Malkus. But if a Zor eats it, he's Chayiv Malkus. But he's not Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. If we said Loi Kor Hashem, if we said the declaration wasn't effective, it would mean the pile was still Tevil, and he'd be Chayiv Misa B'dei Shemayim. And even a Koyan couldn't eat it. Like this, a Koyan can't eat it. So you see, therefore, that it works even if you didn't specify. So the same thing, it should work. So even though you don't have shiurei nikorin, you can't recognize which is the truma and which is the cholin. So why are you saying that? So why are you saying in the case of the wine that the problem is you can't recognize it? The answer is shiny hosam de'ikas svivav. The answer is because in that case you said you want truma to be inside it. Which means that so the whole inside of the pile, any part of it might be truma, but the outside layer of it is definitely not. So at least you have its nicker that you have some part of this pile which is definitely not truma, namely the outer layer. As opposed to with the wine, you have nothing is distinguishable at all because it's all mixed together. Therefore, that's significant. So therefore, Rava says, so in the case of the wine, the reason why Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon don't allow it is because you don't have shiurei nikorin. You can't recognize which one is the truma, as opposed to in the case of the pile or the case of the two pomegranates over here, you can recognize one versus the other. You have other considerations, where inside the pile is the truma, which of the two pomegranates is truma, fine, but at least it's recognizable. You can tell one from the other. The Ibois Emakat Katani Taima. Another possibility is, again, maybe it has nothing to do with Breira. Maybe the reason why those three Tanoim argue with Rameir is because the Braisa continues. Don't you admit that there's the problem? What if the wine skin breaks before you have the chance to take out the truma and the meiser? The nimtzah zeh shoyis et volum lemafreya, and it comes out then that you drank tevel, because it only works if you eventually separate out the truma and the meiser after Shabbos. But if the barrel breaks or the wine skin breaks or whatever, and all the wine spills out, it comes out that you didn't separate truma and meiser, and then you drank tevel. Amar lahem l'chi baka. He says, if it breaks, then we'll worry about it. Then we'll worry about it. It's not common enough. Or Rashi says you can have a shomer watch it. You can have a shomer watch it, and as soon as he notices it breaking, he'll immediately grab a keli and save the wine. Okay. So therefore, so nothing to do with Breira. Okay. So the Gemara asks, well, my de solika daitin meikra the beinin reishis sheshirah nikorin nu, and according to Rava's svara that we're saying that it's a matter of that it's not truma because not shirah nikorin. My kamrile, then why is the Braisa mentioning anything about lachshi baka that has nothing to do? The answer is Hochi Kamir. Lidi Don, but in Rishis Shashir and Nikorin. We three Tanoim hold that it would be no good on that grounds because not Shir and Nikorin. Lidi Doch, but at least according to you, Iata Moda Shemi Baka Anoid, the Nimsa Shosim Twalam Lafaya. Fine, maybe you don't hold that you need Shir and Nikorin. You hold even if the Truma is mixed in, it doesn't matter. But don't you agree there's the problem that it might break? Omalan Lachi Baka, and he answers them that I'll worry about it if it breaks because you can give it over to a Shomer. In other words, the Braisa is mentioning one of two arguments that they have against him. Number one, Shir and Nikorin. Which fine, maybe you, Reb Meir, don't agree with that. But also, Lachshi Baka, which that should be something that all of us should be concerned with. And he says, Rishis Shashir and Nikarin, I don't hold up. And Lachshi Baka, I'm not worried about.
And it's interesting because usually
Reb Meir is Chayesh Lemiyot. So Reb Meir is Chayesh Lemiyot. And in fact, in some places, the Gemara asks on that, why over here is Reb Meir not worried about Lachshi Baka if in some places we find that he's Choshish for the Miyot? Yeah, the Gemara discusses that in Yuma and in some other places. Okay.
Okay.